Chapter 18. 12 years previously, 19th of July, 2019. The day everything changed, and perhaps not for the better. The outlaw sighed deeply as the train she was scheduled to catch came up on the departures board as delayed. She was traveling on business today, and the king would not forgive delays. He had texted her twice to inquire what was taking so long, and should have deployed a male employee to complete the task. She had patiently, if not flirtatiously, reminded him that she couldn't control the whims of public transport. However, there was nothing to do but to wait things out. His response to this could be reasonably ignored, she decided. He was often impatient when he felt things were going far too slowly. She went to the railway station cafe and ordered a caramel-flavored hot chocolate, which had become newly popular that year, and a chicken sandwich. She had reached into her pocket to extract her purse, but before she could do so, a voice said from behind her, "Please do allow me." She had turned around and there stood D.I. Nathaniel Blackhune. He was returning from inquiries into a case. He hadn't got overly far and was disappointed about this. He couldn't yet find enough evidence to arrest his chief suspect. The outlaw made no objection to him paying for her snack, quite simply because it would be rude to refuse the offer. She thanked him very much and found a table. She resigned herself to a long wait, perhaps read a chapter or two of the book secreted in her handbag. It was a romance. There was enough murder, violence, and mystery in her own life to render the genre uninteresting to her. How could any novel live up to real life? However, at that point, the strange gentleman brought the purchases over in a paper bag. He laid them on the table and looked awkward. She found his awkwardness somewhat endearing. "May I join you?" he asked. He was giving her the opportunity to refuse his company, but once again it would have been rude to do so. He, having joined her, awkward and polite conversation was made. But before an hour had passed, they were laughing and joking together. Her smile and laughter were most attractive to him. The fact she was beautiful was of no concern to her. He was delighted, therefore, when she left to board the incoming train on Platform 3 to have her phone number thrust into his hand. Nathaniel had thought that perhaps the number given would be a false one. Some 12 years later, Veronica, now Smallwood, confessed that the thought had crossed her mind. They both smiled at the memory. The air crackled even now with electricity between them. It was almost painful to watch.